now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports. I'm Gary Lee. The West Plains Isar cross country team will compete in the state championship meet that will be held at Gans Creek in Columbia. It's going to be tomorrow, November 4th. The ladies Isars will race at 11:15, and the Zizzers will follow at 12 noon. Good luck to the Zizzers. St. Louis Blues look to end their five-game losing streak on home ice tonight as they host the New York Islanders. Pregame 6:30, puck drop 7 p.m., all on Q94. The Kansas City Chiefs are already getting newly acquired wide receiver Kadarius Toney up to speed on their offense. Head coach Andy Reid told reporters that Toney is healthy and will practice all week.
I joke, but about a bit, I mean, you have one football and you can only spread it around to one person at a time. We try to exploit everybody's strengths and use them and see how it works out, see how fast he picks it up. And he hasn't played for a couple of weeks here. So getting him back in the swing of thing and the speed of it and all will be important.
The Chiefs acquired Toney in a trade with the Giants last week. He hasn't played since week two because of a hamstring injury. Reed says that the former first-round pick is a quick learner, but he added that he doesn't expect him to learn the whole offense in just a few days. Kansas City will host Tennessee Sunday night, where the Chiefs are an 11-point favorite. Congratulations to the West Plains Isar swim team on a third-place finish at the Southwest Missouri Championship over the weekend. The team came home with 8 medals and broke 5 school records. MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball has made a change to its schedule this week. Instead of playing Missouri Southern State University junior varsity squad tonight, they will face a team from Missouri Baptist University at 5 p.m. on Friday. Grizzly basketball head coach Jared Fay said the injury bug has plagued Missouri Southern early this season, and the Lions were not going to be able to field a team for Thursday's contest. Coach Fay reached out to Missouri Baptist to see if the Spartans had room on their schedule for a game, and they offered to come to West Plains tomorrow. Fay explained the contest was set at 5 p.m. so it wouldn't conflict with the 7 p.m. kickoff of the district football game being hosted by the West Plains Isars. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.